When people can walk away from you, let them walk. I don't want you to try to talk another person into staying with you, loving you, calling you, caring about you, coming to see you, staying attached to you. I mean, hang up the phone. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. I don't care how wonderful they are. I don't care how attracted you are to them. I don't care what they did for you 20 years ago. I don't care what the situation is. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. Because your destiny is not tied to the person who left. Your destiny is never tied to anybody that left. The Bible said that they came out from us, that it might be made manifest that they were not of us. For had they been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. People leave you because they're not joined to you. And if they're not joined to you, you get super glued and you can't make them stay. Let them go. And you got to know when people's part in your story is over so that you don't keep trying to raise the dead. You got to know when it's dead. You got to know when it's over. Look at somebody and say, nothing just happens. If they walked away, it's no accident. If they left you, it's no accident. If you tried to make it work and it wouldn't work, it's no accident. Accept it as the will of God. Clap your hands, wash your face, do your dance, and keep going. Let me tell you something. I got the gift of goodbye. I mean, I got the gift of goodbye. It's a 10th spiritual gift. I believe in goodbye. It's not that I'm hateful. It's that I'm faithful. And I know whatever God needs for me to have, he'll give it to me. And if it takes too much sweat, I don't need it. Stop begging people to stay. Let them go.
What's up? It's your guy, BT3. You know who it is. Life through the eyes of Bruce Thomas III. I played that message because that's a powerful message, man. In 2021, don't beg nobody to be in your life. Don't beg nobody to do nothing for you. Make your own way. Because the main people that you think always be around to fool with you or to deal with you, them the ones that'll turn their back on you in a heartbeat. Or them the ones, I ain't gonna even say turn their back on you, because at the end of the day, you always gotta depend on yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to have somebody else around that you can depend on. But at the end of the day, those decisions, they come down to you, what you wanna do. So you can't base that on somebody else. But look, like the speech said, don't beg people to stay in your life. Let them people go. Because if they were supposed to be in your life, they'd be in your life. Trust and believe that. And as I always like to say, man, like, whether it's a relationship, it's a friendship, it's this, it's that, whatever kind of ship you got going on, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard. And then, like, come on, man, we ain't doing that. You don't beg people to be in your life. That's crazy. Because at the end of the day, it's too many people that'll be in your life and it don't cost you a thing. It don't cost you no heartache, no heartbreak, no stress, no frustration. It won't cost you none of that. These people in your life because they want to be in your life. Allow these people to be in your life because they want to be. And quit feeling like you got to force people to be in your life, because you don't. If you're a genuine person and you love people for the right reason and you do things for the right reason, it's going to turn out the way it's supposed to be. I know sometimes it seems a little frustrating, like it might not turn out how you think it's going to turn out, but give it time. Trust in God. Have faith. Whatever you believe in, whatever you pray to, whatever you do, just believe in it. It's going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen. But don't force people. Don't force people. It ain't worth it. And I can tell you, like, I ain't never had to force nobody to be in my life or try to make nobody be in my life, because I've always been like, if you don't want to be here, go. They're like, it's go. And that's real. I've been blessed to find somebody like they want to be in my life because they really want to be there with no strings attached, nothing else to it. Just want to be with you, happy for you, glad to see you doing good. And as well as my friends. Like, my friends, like, I always tell you, I got some of the best group of friends, like, ever. And I legit love them because they legit love me. And that's real. I ain't gonna shout them out. I done shouted them out 1,000 times before, so y'all know who they are. But I just stopped through today just briefly to let you know, man, like, don't sweat nobody to be in your life. It ain't worth it. Trust me when I tell you, it ain't worth it, man. Like, I got family members that I done had to quit messing with because I'm not gonna force you to be in my life. So, yeah, like I said, yeah, I got family members, man. I can't even, and y'all know how I feel about my family. Like, I love those people to death, but right now I just got family members I can't even deal with. I don't even say members right now. I got a, it's just a few people I'm not, I'm just not really rocking with right now. One of them actually is a sibling of mine. Like, we grew up together, but you know, sometimes you gotta know, man, you gotta know when to let people go. Like, when people think you supposed to agree with the dumb stuff they doing, they mad if you don't agree with that. But stand your ground, man. It's okay to back your family up and be on your family side and do that and be cool with it. But when they start trying to get you involved in some stupid stuff that don't even make no sense, and if you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, it just is what it is. But if they make a decision because you want to agree with the crazy things they do that they don't want to be in your life, you got to let them folks go. And it ain't no hard feelings behind it. It's just a decision that you had to make for yourself to better yourself.
You want to begin to get all the toxic people out of your life. Energy drainers, get them out of your life. See, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of emotional, mental, and spiritual energy to reach your goal. And you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. See, there are two kinds of relationships. Sid Simon talks about this. Nourishing relationships and toxic relationships. Nourishing relationships are the relationships that inspire you. They motivate you. They bring the best out of you. Toxic relationships are relationships with people that always criticize you. All they can do is find fault. All they can do is just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past. These people are bad for your health. Toxic people can run your blood pressure up. One apple can spoil a whole barrel. One negative energy drainer can spoil your whole life. I know people whose lives have been ruined because somebody wasn't good for them. See, there's some people that aren't good for you. Hello? They aren't good for you. You've got to get them out of your life. See, a lot of people put up with a lot of foolishness because they don't want to die by themselves. Make a list of who you communicate with most and ask yourself the question, what kind of person am I becoming because of this relationship? Is it helping me to grow mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Am I becoming a better person because of this relationship? Do they bring out the best in me? Do they inspire me? Do they encourage me to develop my greatness? Do they make me stretch? So you got to look at the people in your life and find out, what kind of person are you becoming because of that relationship? My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative.
I love you. I repeat, I love you. If no one has ever told you this, if no one told you this today, this week, this month, this year, or this very second, I want you to know I love you.
And this is so true. Be careful of the people that you hang around. Keep it. Make sure you get some positive people in your circle. Get some people who are trying to advance and do different things. Don't get stuck with the same people all the time who not trying to better themselves, because it would definitely leave you in a bad place.
Yeah. gets fucked up when your own family start calling you up. Shit. Money's the root of all evil. Family start telling you, you acting different, nigga. You goddamn right I'm acting different with all this motherfucking money. But then when it come from your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, that shit hurt you to the core, man. When they start acting like something that you ain't never motherfucking seen, you done grew up motherfucking, they gave birth to you, you know what I'm saying? You got raised, you done played in a park with them. This money thing, this shit'll fuck you up, man. You gotta watch what you ask for. You sure you want this, son? You sure you want this money? You sure you want this fame? You sure you want this power? Should have your own mama talking to you like you ain't shit. Yeah, everybody want it. Everybody need it. Money, motherfuckers. Get money, don't stop. And I ain't mad at them, shit. But shit, even bosses got feelings, you know? Dear mama, dear papa, family, we all we got. Don't let this money bring us down. Shit, everybody eats beef.